Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back. After, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Kathy Perry. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Lots of stuff there. We put, I don't know how many different things we put up, at least a dozen different pieces of new information every day, maybe more. I can't keep up anymore. We got so much stuff there. So check it out. And it's easy to navigate. All you got to do is search for what you want. If you don't find what you want there on the homepage, go to the search engine, go to the categories, and go to the Brain Trust members. All that stuff is all right there. Pretty easy to navigate, I think, and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kathy Perry's with us, as I said. She's our social media expert in the Brain Trust and the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
And thank you for going and checking her stuff out, too. She'd be glad to help you. You work with people all over the country, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yep, whatever. And you know what, Jim? It just seems like it's whatever the problem is or situation is, I get into lots of different areas.
Well, you're a problem solver, and that's what people need today. They need people to help them solve their problems. Kathy, we're talking about social media, but especially in the area of YouTube. You pointed out that YouTube is a social network, and I agree with that. So let's get into the weeds a little bit. How do you actually go about creating your own channel, your own YouTube channel?
Well, actually, it's as simple as setting up an account, and then once you have your account set up, you go into the settings, and it lets you. Create your channel, make your account look like your own channel, mm-hmm. and you can choose your colors and, you know, and see, make it look a little bit more personalized for you.
Well, just like, and it can be, you can have your name in the URL. I mean, my channel is youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. You can do the same thing if it's available.
Yep, you can do that. Now, I can't do that because my name is too close to Katy Perry.
Ah.
And so it's a problem. So I actually have a YouTube channel called Coaching Social Media.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to
people would confuse you too, Kathy.
Yeah, actually, Google.
I've seen your picture, Kathy. I can see how they could confuse the two of you.
No, it's the name, but thank you. So, I want to talk a little bit about optimizing the videos because that's really the important part of it so that they get the views. And it's really understanding the key words that people are searching for mm-hmm. in your area of expertise. So you want a strategy for your videos when you're doing your channel and you're deciding, what am I going to put up there? How do I want to do it? But you want to be solving someone's problem and offering valuable content.
Well, exactly. And it could just be your ideas. One of the things you have to realize, folks, if you're going to have a YouTube channel and you're going to provide content to this channel, you have to believe that you are an expert at what you do. You have to get over the modesty thing. You know, I mean, for a moment, you just have to say, okay, I know that I don't, you know, I don't necessarily think of myself as an expert, but you got to believe that you know more than your customers do about what you do, and they use your stuff, and so you, to them, you are an expert, and you need to believe
right.
that and put what you know out into a video. Or whatever, you know, whether it's your blogging or whatever, first thing you got to do for any of this stuff, Kathy, you got to be able to believe to yourself that you are an expert.
That's true. And, you know, the best videos are the ones that are telling a story. And you can create a series and have like part 1 through part 10. You want to engage them to keep wanting to come back for more information. So you can give them snippets in a series.
Right.
And telling a story of valuable content about what you do.
Well, exactly. And people, like you say about stories, if while you're giving 3 ways to do this and 9 ways to do that, if you can stick in there, now, on this point here, number 3, one of my customers told me that they experienced this, you know, and bring that story in there. Or you could say, you know, here on number 6 here, one of my customers taught me this. I didn't even know how to do this. Those are the kinds of stories people perk up on, don't they, Kathy?
Yes, it is. And you also want to make sure that you have your keywords in your description.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you want to have your website in your description also. You should lead with that. And then put a call to action. So you want them to take action when they finish watching that.
Kathy, you know what?
I'll be
honest with you.
Share it with their friends.
Kathy, I just want them to get a video up there. They can come back and do the... They can come back and do the SEO and the call to action later. I mean, oh, that's good. But let's just get them to shoot a video and put it up on YouTube, okay, first?
Absolutely.
So go to YouTube.
Don't make it too hard.
Go to YouTube, open up an account, go to settings, and just work through it. Or, you know, here's a great idea, Kathy. Get a local college or university student to help you.
Absolutely.
They can do it. I'm telling you, folks, it works like a charm. I speak from experience. Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
Next time. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.